This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello, I'm Jia Ying, and this is The English We Speak.
And hello, I'm Neil.
What's that awful sound?
Are you referring to my violin playing? This is my new hobby, learning to play a new instrument.
But it sounds like you're murdering a cat. Is there a cat in the studio?
I get the message, Jia Ying. I'm just trying to learn another skill in case I lose my current job. I could make some money as a musician.
So, you're adding another string to your bow?
Am I? Is that what I need to improve my violin playing?
No, Neil. When we talk about having another string to your bow, we mean having an additional skill that can be used if the first one doesn't work out. So, think of another string as another skill. So, how many strings do you have, Neil?
Let me count while we hear some other examples of the phrase, another string to your bow.
Bookkeeping is another string to my bow. I've learnt it in case I lose my job at the bank. It looks like I'll never be a singer, but luckily I have another string to my bow. Dancing! Gemma is so talented. She has so many strings to her bow.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. And we're talking about the phrase, another string to your bow, which describes having an additional skill to use if the first skill doesn't work out. We can also say to have more than one string to your bow, to mean having lots of skills. Neil's additional skill is playing the violin. But sorry, Neil, you need more practice.
Maybe I do, Jia Ying. I think I might try a different skill, one that still needs a bow.
Neil, you don't need a bow to use this phrase. It's just metaphorical.
I know, but if I learn this new skill, I could be like Robin Hood. It's archery.
Bows and arrows.
Mind your head.
Watch out! That just missed me. I think you need one fewer string to your bow now. It's too dangerous.
No, this is great. Let's have another go.
I'm off. Bye.
Bye.